This is episode 2229 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we launch into this week. You have been working so hard. If you've been following along regularly with our meditation series, you've been focused a lot on healing and managing top stressors, and this can take a lot out of you. And so I decided to share with you a week of sleeping well. I hear from so many of you that one of the reasons you want to meditate is so that you can sleep better. Many of you tell me you listen to the podcast and use it as a tool to help you fall asleep. And that's all good and well, and I'm honored you listen any way you listen. But I'd love to share with you ways to fall asleep and stay asleep as you go throughout this week's series. Sleep is a vital part of your health and well-being. Without proper sleep, you won't be able to meditate so effectively. You won't be able to do a lot of things in your life very well. And mostly, a lack of sleep steals away your focus and attention. And that is at an all-time premium these days when there's a lot going on. So this is a week for you to sleep better. To help you along the way, you have a quest. Your quest is a journey you'll take this week where you every single day focus on going to sleep at a time that works well for you, making sure you're in bed, going to sleep at the same time every night. This is going to be an important part of your sleep ritual. I also recommend something else as part of your weekly challenge. If you could spend the hours between sunrise and about 9 a.m., 9 or 10 a.m., any time between those hours, if you could spend that time outside, try not to wear sunglasses, and if you can uncover a little skin, that's all the better. Because what you're going to be doing is collecting, or rather absorbing, melatonin. So try to capture sunshine on your body between sunrise and around 10 a.m. The hours after 10 a.m. and onward till about 4 p.m. are known to have stronger, more direct sun rays. So the very early morning hours are best for melatonin. Sunshine is considered to play a role in regulating hormones and sleep patterns by affecting the melatonin circadian rhythm. Melatonin is a hormone produced in the pituitary gland from the chemical melanin, and melanin is produced in the skin through sun exposure. Melatonin helps with inducing sleep. So that is your challenge this week. Every day this week, try to capture sunlight on your skin. The more skin you have exposed, the better. And this is between the hours of, experts say, 8 a.m., although just notice when your sunrise is happening. This is your challenge. Remember, if this is a very meaningful topic for you, as with any week or any theme we explore, there are always longer guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. And you can try the app for 7 days absolutely free, so you can receive this series free. You receive a journal for each day on the app, as well as a slow down guide with all the techniques right there at your fingertips. So again, this is where you can find a little extra support. You might be ready for that. So I want to introduce you to your fellow meditator, Scott, from Denver, Colorado in the US. Scott reaches out and says, "Hi, Mary. I thank you so much for helping me sleep at night. I used to listen to your voice before I went to sleep every night, especially during the pandemic when times are more stressful. I initially simply listened to your soothing voice. After a while, I started to listen to what you were saying, and I became fascinated with meditation. I would simply listen to what you had to share before you guide us in a meditation. I really appreciate the insight you share at the beginning of each episode. For me, I don't think I would ever have meditated if you didn't share this insight. So now I'm actually sitting down meditating. It's a process, but I'm enjoying it very much. So thank you for your insight as well as for the meditations." Thank you, Scott, because when I read your message, it inspired me to create this sleep series because I have received many, many messages from fellow meditators. So here you have it, your Sleep Well series. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to calm your mind and body so you can sleep better tonight. Sit up straight and make sure your body is nice and comfortable. When your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. You might want to add some pillows under the pressure points, such as knees and ankles if you're seated on the floor. Place a pillow under your hips, whether you're in a chair, on your bed, or seated on the ground. And this is going to roll your hips forward, and this helps to keep your spine straight as you meditate. And this will help you keep more alert and focused. Gently elevate your eyes upward at the point between your eyebrows. This is referred to as your spiritual eye, and it always helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Happy thoughts for a happy sleep. Notice your inhale and exhale. And notice where you are holding any tension right now. Just observe it. Not going too deeply into it. And as you breathe, see if you can create space wherever you feel tension or tightness. Very nice. Now, as you breathe, focus on breathing in peace. And breathing out tension. Inhaling peace. Exhaling tension. As you exhale, see what it feels like to exhale a little longer than your inhale. This allows you to fully release tension. Continue this breath, exhaling a little longer than your inhale, creating space where you feel tension and keeping your eyes gently uplifted. This is a fantastic way to calm your mind and body to sleep better. You are so worth slowing down for.